Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, November 26th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement, and we prepare these messages each weekday morning to encourage believers all around the world. Today's message is titled, Contending for Sound Doctrine. Portions from two scripture texts today, Acts 2:42 and 1 Timothy 4, verse 16.
And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Watch your life and doctrine closely.
I have a friend who is a science teacher in a Christian school. He shared of an encounter he had with a student in his class who expressed that the biblical accounts describing Adam and Eve, the flood, and other miracles of the Bible were not really true, but merely myths. My friend expressed his belief that the biblical record was indeed a reliable account and later received a call from the student's father. He identified himself as a PhD who taught theology in a culturally Christian college. He asserted that his child was merely reflecting his beliefs and he sought to defend them to this teacher. Thankfully, my teacher friend was not swayed by his apostasy.
A major emphasis in 1 Timothy is the importance of maintaining sound doctrine. Well, Stephen and I have a tremendous burden when we see the slipping of sound doctrine, yet this has been a battle the true church has faced from its earliest years.
So often in the history of the church, and particularly the modern history, apostasy begins in the church's educational system. Schools pride themselves in educational excellence and academic respectability. Professors are often hired based primarily upon their educational attainment, particularly if their degrees are from prestigious colleges, not their adherence to sound doctrine. After all, it looks good to have a PhD from Harvard, Yale, or some other elite school on the faculty.
The daily text gives us a glimpse of life in the early church, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Well, I believe as we devote ourselves to Jesus, we also will continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. I believe the Bible from cover to cover. I believe it is the authoritative, infallible, inerrant, wholly inspired Word of God. Well, I sure don't understand all of it, and some of the accounts are difficult to comprehend, but I attribute much of this difficulty to my own limited comprehension.
Today, wherever you are, whatever you do, keep contending for the apostolic doctrine. Hold fast to that which the Scripture teaches. Discern and resist the evil influences that would discredit the teaching of God's holy word.
Let's pray. Father, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Your word is eternal, and it stands firm in the heavens. You give me understanding to learn your commands and the fortitude to apply these truths, which is a life-changing process over my lifetime. You established your law to last forever, though it is often scrutinized by modern philosophers and those who want to sway the truth to their own liking. Help us not to be intimidated by those who claim more study has made them wiser than the miraculous black and white truths delivered to us by the Holy Scriptures. Help us to carefully exegete the Word of God as we contend for the faith once and for all entrusted to the saints. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Brooksine, for the thoughtful prayer and so needed today. We're on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. And we welcome you to visit our site today. We do have a couple of photos up, a couple of links to songs. We have a photo up I took Friday at Central Market in downtown Lancaster, the oldest continuously operating public market in the United States. It's a very fascinating older building. Actually, the market predates the building, as I read the website. Some information about the market as well as a link. Also have a photo of my entire family, less my brother Michael, who was not able to join us this last Saturday at my place. That we know there are those that know us personally that might find that interesting. And I have some additional thoughts today regarding the topic at hand. It's certainly on my heart, this contending for sound doctrine. and I shared a little experience that I had as well. And I also began a new blog. In fact, I've already posted an article to it, but not one I've recently written, but one I wrote to ministers I had an overseer role some 10 years ago. And I titled the name of this blog Clear Minded, and it's based upon a scripture text from 1 Peter 4, verse 7, "The end of all things is near. Therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray." I have a link to that blog, and I hope to add more articles on it. I do not anticipate it being regular like this daily encouragement message each weekday, but rather a bit longer, a bit more, probably deeper, and it will be periodic for that reason. Well, thanks for joining us today. Again, our web address is www.dailyencouragement.net. Blessings, and keep staying faithful.